With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, we've been breaking down the DeAndre Hopkins trade from our side of it. Here in Houston,
it's
not good.
There's no breaking down even. Oh, it's just so bad.
There's a lot of breaking down.
I've had an emotional breakdown.
Yes, yes. I would imagine in Arizona, very, very happy yesterday, and we'll talk about that right now. We're joined by the Cardinals beat writer for the Arizona Republic, Bob McManaman, joining us on the program right now. Bob, you're on with Sean and Seth. It's great to have you on the show. When you first saw this news yesterday, what was your reaction?
I still can't believe it, actually. I'm just waiting for them to pull that back and say, oh, we screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reaction out here.
You guys do have that to worry about, huh? That sometimes these deals fall through.
Well, I mean, it's happened before in this league, and I can't remember the last time it happened with the Cardinals. I'm sure it has. I've been covering them off and on since they moved in 88, but it feels like you just bought it. A lottery ticket for the jackpot, and you just you're afraid you're gonna have a heart attack on the way to go collect your cash.
When you first heard the news, did you do what all of us did here, which was like double check the blue check marks,
try to figure out?
I'll be honest with you, I'm still sitting here this morning, further realizing the absurdity of this trade. Like, I'm trying to be, I thought maybe I was being biased or maybe I'm being reactionary. There's almost no way to frame this or find comparisons to other deals because it's so absurd a trade.
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw David Johnson got traded to the Texans, was the first element to come out, I'm thinking, well, that's great for the Cardinals. Why would they pick up? And now they're picking up his salary, too? Wow, how much do we have to unload to get rid of him in that contract? I love the guy, but let's face it, he's been, he hasn't been anything the last few years. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, right, sure, DeAndre, okay, right. And they're taking David's salary, and it only cost him a – and then you see the Diggs deal, guys, and you're like, I really am glad I don't live in Houston right now.
It's bad, man. It's really bad. And I'll tell you honestly, like, because as you're sitting there thinking, okay – is this real? I'll tell you, as will I think every other Texans fan, and especially DeAndre Hopkins' teammates, we love him, man. Like, it's not even there's two sides to this. One, it's all right, if Bill O'Brien and DeAndre Hopkins had gotten to the point of no return where he had to trade him, well, then it's an awful value for the trade. You pointed out the Stephon Diggs trade. But two, the second side of it is, it's not like you were trading away draft picks here. You traded away one of the most beloved Texans in history. And people are irate about it. So you're getting a hell of a receiver. He's going to be so good for Kyler Murray.
Well, you know what the great thing about this addition is too, and Larry Fitzgerald I talk to on a daily basis during the season. I mean, he has one day a week where we all do something official, but we're always chit chatting, and he'll always talk about his friends in the league. And one guy he always mentions first, and I mean always, is DeAndre Hopkins. Mm. Those guys are tight. Like you wouldn't believe. And DeAndre had said something about Larry, saying he was the only player, the number one player he looks up to and wants to emulate both on and off the field. And you look at just the personalities and how well they're loved by fans, the playmaking, just everything about it. It's very similar. Not to have a guy who's only 27 come in for a guy who's going to be 37 or is 37. That's just a great transfer. And you're right. It is fantastic for Kyler Murray. I mean, I know the odds went way up or down, however that works, that this Cardinals team could somehow be a playoff team after only winning 3 and 5 games the last 2 years. It's incredible, but with DeAndre Hopkins, anything is possible.
Bob McManaman, Arizona Republic, covers the Cardinals, joining us on the program. Bob, this is how lopsided this trade is. I don't even feel like asking you about David Johnson, the player, because he just seems so washed the last few years, and you just alluded to the fact that, holy crap, they're going to take his salary. And I think David Johnson is going to get caught in the crosshairs of some real vitriol from Texan fans through no fault of his own. What kind of guy? What kind of guy is David Johnson?
Well, it's a great question because it's a complicated answer. It was a guy who came in with a big chip on his shoulder, but always wore a smile, and it was infectious. And he blew the doors off the first couple of years. I mean, a kind of a nobody, a wide receiver who became a running back out of a small school in Iowa, and then one weekend of the league, he's got his cleats in the Hall of Fame for returning a kickoff 101 yards and scoring a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. Like, did a bunch of stuff in the same game. Then he has an all-pro year of 2016 where he almost goes 1,000 with running and receiving. And then some adversity hit, and then some injuries hit. And suddenly the gregarious young chip on the shoulder guy didn't run the ball the same way. Didn't hit the hole, didn't dance, didn't bounce off, didn't stiff arm guys, big ass linebackers like he used to. And you're wondering, okay, the mismatch is still there when you throw the ball to him because he is that good. I mean, that's where maybe you guys could have a lightning in a bottle again with David, because he is a great receiving back. But the passion, the drive, the hitting the hole with will, I just, man, I haven't seen that in 3 years. And I talked to him about it, and I'm telling you what, he goes, well, you know, sometimes you got to read, you've got to, I'm like, yeah, man, you're just not doing it the way you used to. And everyone saw that. It wasn't a good fit here. Maybe he'll find a new life there. He is a great guy, but I'm telling you, he's not the same guy. And that's just a fact.
We're with Bob McManaman of the Arizona Republic. He's a Cardinals beat writer. The other part of this that felt like it added insult to injury here is that I know Steve Keim has been somewhat of an embattled GM there in Arizona. And I got to imagine that this is a big win for Steve Keim, that he basically just – he beat Bill O'Brien about the head and neck with this deal. Is there – were people surprised that Keim was able to pull this off?
Here's the deal. He has been completely embattled. You're right, mostly because of his draft picks. And some of his free agent picks have kind of deteriorated before his eyes, mostly the draft picks. But he has been fantastic at pulling off trades and fleecing people, quite frankly. He did it to Belichick for Chandler Jones. He gave up Jonathan Cooper. You probably don't even remember him. And a second-round pick for the guy who has the most sacks in the league over the last 5 years. People don't remember that, but it's Chandler Jones, man. He's a 2-time All-Pro since he's been here, a 3-time Pro Bowler. He fleeced Reggie McKenzie twice, once for Jared Valdir for a song, and Carson Palmer for a song and a half. And, I mean, he's done pretty good.
I think that, you know what, Steve Keim's parting gift as general manager to the Cardinals needs to be to trade himself to the Texans for the next two entire drafts, because I feel like Bill O'Brien would do it.
You could have him.
Yeah.
You know, so after he got Kyler Murray at number one, I mean, his whole tune started changing too. So I'm happy for Steve, man. He did take a lot of crap.
Yep. Bob McManaman, Arizona Republic, Cardinals beat writer, giving us the Arizona side of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Bob, we appreciate you making time for us. I can't believe I'm saying this about a trade. Congratulations on the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
I know. I feel like I just stole your best girl from you. I feel bad.
Yeah, well, just keep your greasy palms off of Deshaun Watson.
And dang it.
All right. Appreciate it, Bob.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
All right, you too. Take care.
I feel like he stole my best girl and he's like making me watch.
You can watch it on Sunday Ticket next
year. Sit in
year.
The corner and watch.
What are you going to do? I'm going to watch my old girlfriend on Sunday Ticket. She's in the late game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.